What's up, guys? Welcome back to Trailer Talk, episode 2. This is the unhinged version of Strength 101. We got the couches out. This time we went laying mode, and Matresa has taken full advantage of it. Check out her camera. She's got Griswold the dog and a whole plate of pizza over there. What's
Griswold
up, Matresa?
Took full advantage of it.
I might have to turn this music down.
This is my dog, actually.
He pretty much is your dog. I feel like he spends more time with you. You take better care of him, that's for sure. Look at him. He's just going to nap during the whole podcast.
He just said, yeah, I do.
It's going to be great. What's up with you, Matresa? What's new?
Not a dang thing. My week has been long, but good.
Yeah?
What's going on this week?
Give us something to go off of.
This week's been fun at the gym with a gap week.
Hell yeah.
Trying a bunch of different exercises, experimenting with different things, people being scared to come to class.
Yeah, it got aggressive fast. I mean, I wanted to just experiment with some new like formats and stuff like that. And usually you think some of them are going to be like maybe underwhelming, but they were all overwhelming. So
yeah.
We're all beat to hell.
Definitely well worth it, though. I mean, I think it's a good lesson for us to see that we need more cardio.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we went a little CrossFit-y with the Tuesday, Thursday. We did an EMOM on Tuesday and then an AMRAP on Thursday. And I think that we were just stuck on circuits for so long that it beat the shit out of everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm beat up. I feel like
yeah,
I need like
four. Yeah,
how's
your week, sir?
My week's good. I mean, it's even if it's been hard, it's more fun for me to have everybody talking about how hard the workouts are than just whatever.
Anything else.
But
how's your week been, buddy? He said it's been very good.
Also, Stettler is here.
Oh, I am here.
Behind the scenes.
How's your
what
week
do we
been?
Call you? The MC?
Second buddy.
The MC.
Stelter.
The host?
I've been good. Just
been
chilling.
Good.
Yep.
Got some good topics for us today. We don't need to get right into them, but
I do have some good topics, but I think we got she's a little distracted. But I think we got body comp sign up coming soon, don't we?
Heck yeah, we do. I was eating
a
piece of
pizza. Yeah, we got gummy worms over here, pizza over there.
Guys,
yes.
If you're interested in body comp, sign up. It's next Saturday, September 6th at 12 p.m. on
also
the
kids, chew your food before you speak. That's
yeah, you should do
number
that.
One.
You know what? I like to not follow the rules, so it's fine. But yep. Be there, be square. It'll be on the website under the body comp tab.
Yep.
12 p.m.
So those of you who are the first time you're hearing about body composition program, that's our nutritional weight loss program. I'd say it's just a heavy accountability program. And so Matresa and the other body composition coaches, they're always looking over your shoulder. They're checking in with you multiple times a week. And I'd say that if I was just to summarize it, it's the best program for, one, if you want to just strictly lose fat, then it's definitely a great program for that. We just did a podcast the other day, so if you want to check back on our podcast, on whether or not you can lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. And as I was recording that and giving the tips for how to do that, I realized, well, that's actually what we do in our body composition program.
Mm-hmm.
Super high protein, mm-hmm. Super accountable on your weekly training, and then getting in a calorie deficit. So
bada bing, yeah. Bada boom.
Boom.
It's it's easy, but and it's effective.
Yeah. I would say
it's simple, not easy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Simple. It's a
thank
habit
you.
Change is always difficult, but we've had just massive amounts of changes from people because of this program. It's been way more effective than I ever thought it was going to be when we first started it. So I'm psyched that it just keeps going like that. And then Matresa is the one that perfected it and made it awesome. So
it's a lot of fun, guys. So if you're interested, definitely sign up. This will be the last one of this year. So then right in 2026, we'll be hitting the next rounds in January. So. Yep.
And then we got Phoenix program starting on Monday. So if you're listening to this, you can come into the gym and follow the Phoenix program. High rep bodybuilding program. Just really hitting a ton of isolation exercises. Super high rep, 20 reps, 15 reps. Just sick pumps. I'm really excited for the program. I just prefer bodybuilding stuff. It's just what I would be doing if left up to my own accord anyways is just physique type of stuff. And this is the program for that. And so you tested most of the workouts, didn't you?
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun. I like this program a lot.
Definitely gonna be sore, but and if you're listening to this and you're interested in that, you can find it online as well. So if you find Strength Academy RF www.strengthacademyrf.com, then you can find links to our app and everything and find our programming. But I will say, yesterday, I think I might have already told Stettler this. I may have told you this already. I had my first kind of like encounter with low blood sugar and maybe death. Yesterday, we did that AMRAP workout, which
dramatic.
Was
a little dramatic.
Death.
Well, it felt like I could die. Okay, this is my truth. The workout was we grabbed double kettlebells, and you had to keep the same kettlebells the whole time. And it was, you did 10 sumo deadlifts. So I grabbed 240s. So I had 80 total pounds, 240s, 10 sumo deadlifts, into 5 alternating overhead press, into set one of the kettlebells down, 5 swing snatch on each arm, as many rounds as you can, 3 minutes on the clock, and then after every 3-minute section, there was a 1-minute surprise exercise, and you ended up doing 5 total 3-minute sections. And I just went into the trailer after I was done. It was hard, and I was sucked dry, and it was I didn't eat anything, I didn't drink anything, and then I was going to pick up Quinn and Summer, my daughters, from daycare, and as I'm talking to the daycare lady, I started just like, she's kind of looking fuzzy, looking like a T-bone steak. No, she...
What the frick? What the hell?
She was just looking weird to me, and I was like feeling kind of like shaky and stuff, and then I started sweating profusely, and so I got nervous, and I was like, oh man, I think I'm super low blood sugar. So I slammed a little bit of Quinn's Gatorade. That helped a bit, but as I was driving down the road about a block later, there was kids with a lemonade stand. And so I pulled over.
You gave them all their money, or all your money?
They were like, why does this guy want our lemonade so bad? But, and they had candy with it too. So I bought a bunch of their candy, bought a bunch of their lemonade, and 20 minutes later I was golden. But that's a word to the wise. Don't not eat after hard workouts. And if you do feel dizzy, sugar's the answer.
Make sure you eat before and after.
Yes. Yes. Well, anything else? What else is up with you?
I don't know. I feel like my life's not interesting.
I also feel like your life's not interesting, but I was trying to give you an open door there.
Nick thinks he's funny or something.
I am funny. Stellar, why don't you take
yeah,
it away,
why don't you
so
talk
that we
before
don't,
I go beat him with this
a
mic.
Little fight here on the internet.
Grizz and I will fight him.
Okay, yeah. So you guys already both have a video sent to your phones.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you, I feel like this one needs a very minimal intro to it. It's in our group chat.
Okay.
So there is a gym in LA that has launched a fitness class this past May, and they call it Slasher Size.
Slasher Size?
Slasher.
Slasher Size.
Like the hash slinging slasher?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know because you didn't watch SpongeBob.
What?
The hash slinging, the slash slinging, the hash slinging slasher.
Like hash, like
whoever's watching this
like
has to know what
like
I'm talking about.
Potatoes?
That was pretty on point, wasn't it, Emily?
That was pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay.
What can I say?
But yeah.
You're allowed to watch SpongeBob as your kid. You're lame.
Are we watching this at the same time? Type of
thing? Yeah. Sure. Why not?
All right.
There's no way this is real.
Wow.
Oh, what?
Welcome to Slasher Size. Now, let's go after the body we've all always wanted.
Oh.
This is a suit, right?
Yeah, this can't be real. They have like knives and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Ew. I mean, pretty good acting, but.
So much blood.
What do you. Oh, they have. A what? We need to look up their website. Pre-order now. Oh. Okay, so it's just like a pre-order. It's a video,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least
it's a VHS,
it.
So you're lying. There's no way that just opened
well, no.
up somewhere.
Okay,
that's
so
gotta,
it
so
is
that a spoof
it
video?
Is on VHS, but when I look it up on TikTok, that is a complete real thing. Like there,
so wait, like
there
right
is a
now,
full gym.
I could take that workout.
Yeah, look, I'll show
if
it to
I
you once
to
it gets
LA,
there.
And I could take the Saturday workout tomorrow.
Here you go. They're holding chainsaws in their fitness class.
What? No way.
And okay. Knives?
In LA, that,
like fake
worked.
Knives.
My favorite part about that video, though, was, I don't know if you caught it, there somebody had it was basically a kettlebell, but it was a hook and a severed head. Like a butcher's
that.
Hook
what that
was
hell?
In a severed head, and then she was doing kettlebell deadlifts with it.
But yeah, so that's a full class in
so it's
at
like
a studio
a
in LA.
Class,
yeah,
it's
just like this.
Themed.
Yep.
Do they spray you with fake blood?
I mean,
I would like to know
I looked up as much stuff as I could find, and I see they have to dodge fake killers during it. They use fog machines, neon lights, chainsaws, knives.
I would pay to watch Matresa do this workout. People scare her.
I would pay for me not to do
away.
It. screw
that.
That
was
that doesn't
a
look
pretty
fun.
Great video, though. I liked how it was kind of like graphic.
It was.
Like they had I can't remember how they did it. If you're just listening to this, they had a point where somebody brought two dumbbells together and it looked like they smashed somebody's head and then they just showed a blood streak fly across somebody.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So this is this gym that I have on my TikTok. It's basically looks like a Halloween store. Looks like you're going into a spirit Halloween.
Do you think that it only does it only come out this time of year for like Halloween time?
Well, it says that it launched in May.
Or is it like a costume store? Then the fitness class is just like a piece of what they do promote it?
The beginning of this says Killer Fitness as the logo that looks like it's on the outside of the building.
No way, dude. That's the name of the gym is Killer Fitness.
That's what this looks like. Yeah, what? Killer. Let me pull this
Slasher
up.
Slasher size.
I wonder if who's that guy? Stephen King. This would be his type of gym.
Yes. If you say so. I like how it was also, it's kind of like 80s aerobics theme too.
That's why I was like, this is not real, because it looks like that.
Yeah, the curly hair and the headbands and the Jane
Fonda
look.
Did you look up the website, the Slasher Size website that it puts on that video?
Well, I think Slasher Size is just like the term that it's being like used under. Like that other one called Killer Fitness runs a Slasher Size
and so the
class.
Bad guy is Meathead? That's what it seemed like in the video, right?
Didn't you see that? He had like a T-bone steak of a face.
He was like the killer. Mm-hmm. He slit some girl's throat in it.
From what I found, it says that they can try and dodge him throughout the workout too.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm sorry, that's stupid.
There's something weird going on there. I don't know. I wonder if you could pay to be the meathead guy and like, I don't know.
You know, I say it's stupid, but a lot of people around there might really like it. Maybe it's a very successful idea, but I would not pay to go there.
If there's any place it could work in, it seems like LA is the place.
What'd you say?
They just got enough weirdos there that almost anything could work there, right? Yeah. Have you ever been to LA, Matresa?
No.
Or like California? Oh, no.
No, I never have. I would like to go to California.
Yeah?
I just haven't been. Have you been?
What do you expect? Well, I mean, kind of. I was in LA for, it was my uncle's Make-A-Wish when I was like, I must have been like 17 or 18 or something like that. He had pancreatic cancer. And so his family took my family to Disneyland. And then we went like fishing off Catalina Island, which is like, you ever see Step Brothers? The effing Catalina wine mixer.
I've been there.
You know, you've been there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
I've never seen Step Brothers.
You've never seen Step Brothers? Oh my God.
You guys know I haven't watched movies.
You have just been granted a full day PTO so that you can go and watch Step Brothers. You still wouldn't
I'll take
it,
the
would
PTO
you?
Day, but I ain't watching the movie.
Oh gosh.
God. See, guys, I'm taking PTO. Just kidding. Anyways.
But yeah,
what was the point of that? Oh, LA.
So anyways, LA was where Disneyland was. And so I don't really, I mean, we were on like vacation. It's not like I went to LA. You know,
I've heard that it's like, especially like where Hollywood is or whatever, I hear it's like actually like dirty. Like it's not like actually as like fancy and nice as you think it'd be.
Yeah.
But I've been told that. I don't know if that's real.
I think there's a lot of homeless there.
Yeah, that's definitely real.
Or I shouldn't say that's mean to say that.
There's a lot of cities that like after fancy. COVID, I think they just like, they got shut down. Mm-hmm. A ton of businesses got shut down. They got overrun with homeless and then they just never kind of rebirthed back to their former glory. Like downtown Denver is the same way. Who I talked to. Oh, yeah, you were there more recently than I was.
Yeah, when we went to Denver. And you, I mean, anybody that's watching this that knows me is well aware that I will talk to anybody, even I'd talk to a wall, right? So there was this guy that was just chilling by our car, kind of. And I was like,
are you flexing right now?
Oh, no, I'm not, but it looks like I am. I was fixing my hair. But no, he like said, have a nice day. And I was like, you too. And my friend I was with that lives in Denver, she's like, but Tracy, you don't talk to those people. And he was definitely drugged up. And he started like sprinting towards us. And we got in the car. And then our other friend was like screaming. And we like peeled away. But yeah, he was like coming for us. But I was like, whatever. He just wanted a friend. I was just saying hi.
You don't need to pay for Slasher Size. You just go to downtown Denver at night. You start waving and saying
really
hi
bad.
To random people. And then you got to run.
Yeah.
And there's you would lose weight real fast.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. Yep. I was just laughing. I was like, whatever. You know what? If we die, we die.
I think maybe we talked about this with that other killer video. You're into creepy stuff, Stet.
It just works.
That
was a great mix. That was a great mix of fitness and something weird.
It really was.
Yeah.
But okay, so there is a running joke that 30 and 40 year old white women will do anything not to just exercise straight up, not to lift weights, right? There's some memes floating around about that. Like they have the Have you ever seen the
not seen those.
What would you call that where they are strapped up like Peter Pan would have to be in a plane. Mm. You know what I mean? Like so he can fly.
Yeah, they're in like bungees or something
bungees,
like that almost.
Okay,
yeah.
And they do bungee class and they run and they jump and they float, which sounds fun. But then of course our favorite one is that there's a workout program called Pound that is like you basically just take drumsticks and you hit it on top of a yoga ball.
Hey, don't hit on it. I actually think that's cool.
Have you done it?
No, but I've known plenty of people that have done it.
Uh-huh. I'm not saying
anything.
Only
reason why I say that is you know what? That's an entryway for them to start learning to use their body and like wanting to work out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a gateway drug.
Yeah. Anyways, don't hate.
No, I'm not. I am hating.
You're a goddamn hater.
I do.
I mean, I'm a hater on Slasher Size, but that's different.
I think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to go to a class. Maybe it would be really hard and you'd sweat a ton, but I just have a hard time thinking that there's much besides just a little bit of extra calorie burn and some sweat happening from pounding drumsticks on a yoga ball.
I think people like the community aspect of it, though.
Well, yeah, but I guess I'd just rather go to a bar then, you know, or a book club or a...
Yeah, a bar sounds like super fun.
Well,
over pound.
I don't know. Bars are fun.
The hell? All right. Anyway.
I think traditionally
we need to try and get this killer fitness place on a podcast and do it at their studio.
We should do that.
That would be something.
Sweet. Yeah, guys, let us know. But
I wonder if they're like really creepy, weird people.
Yeah, the meathead just runs around. He's a meat. That's kind of funny to think about. Actually, he's a meathead. It's usually, you know, lifters or meatheads, they call them.
I don't know.
That was almost the tattoo on Nick's chest. Actually, it almost was a beefcake.
Oh yeah.
That one would have been good.
I like that tattoo, by the way, actually. Maybe I'll just get that for fun on the other side.
The beefcake one?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, if you guys have not heard, or I had to get a tattoo last Friday for the end of our Summer Strong Challenge that the team got to pick out. I think Stetler mostly picked it,
I would say,
right?
The team didn't pick it out. Stetler picked it out.
Well, I think he told me that you guys wanted to get, like, Quinn's name on me or something like that. No?
Quinn's name, no. We don't
Quinn's hand, like, Quinn's Quinn to draw something.
A picture. Just cute, but... I now have Andy Frisella tattooed onto my chest. I guess I can show the camera.
Shout out, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Hi, Matresa. That's Andy. But anyways, Andy Frisella is now on my chest. And the story is we had a former employee, studio manager Darren, who just, pardon my language, whatever, this is trailer talk. He S'd Andy's D. Like, he could not stop talking about Andy Frisella, could not stop talking about First Form. And I used to just make fun of him all the time. We referred to him as Uncle Andy. I used to say, like, well, what's your favorite flavor of protein? Andy's nuts. And so I don't
Jesus
really
Christ.
Know. Andy, what?
I said, Jesus Christ.
What? Maybe this is when you were not in the trailer. Yeah. But so I've only, like, really shit on Andy Frisella. I haven't listened to much of his podcast. I know he's 75 hard and everything, and that he's, like, you know, kind of hardcore. Like, he's like a, you know, stay hard, David Goggins type of, you know, conservative political figure type of guy. But now he's permanently on my chest, and I look like the biggest Andy Frisella super fan. So thanks for that, Stet.
Yep, of course.
But
it's so Andy, for life. If you ever watch this, yeah. You liked my story a few days ago. So what's up?
What up? I guess I don't know. I got to be a girl to get liked. I got a tattoo of him on my chest. He didn't like shit.
Yeah,
he'd say fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. You're weak. You put another man on your chest, and now I own you. Is that him? Is that what he would say?
He probably would. It'd be close to that, I feel
Andy,
like.
Comment below and tell me if you'd say that.
He does own me. He could buy
Anyways,
my life.
That was the new part. Why didn't we not talk about that in the opening?
What?
Of what's new with you?
Tattoo?
Tattoo's new with me.
Did it hurt? I've never gotten a tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to try to be like super manly about it. It's not comfortable. Like, I don't think any tattoo's comfortable. Nice. She just dropped pizza.
She's dropping pizza on herself?
free snack for Griswold. So... tattooing, at least to me, I don't have that many. I have three now, but I always feel like wherever you pinch your skin and it hurts is going to be extremely sensitive for a tattoo, because that's where all the nerve endings are. I don't know why I'm pinching my leg, but when you're getting like the line work done, it's okay. It just kind of feels like somebody's scraping you with like a needle, and which sounds wonderful, right? But then with the color, and he was the tattoo artist. What was his name again?
Evan
Baraska, right?
Close to that, something.
Close to something like that. Anyways, Anchors and Tattoo, shout out. River Falls, Wisconsin, 54022. So when you got to the color, then it was like a kind of a deep burning sensation.
Oh, and, that does not sound pleasant.
And he said it's like a beveled edge when you go to color. And so that part hurt, because that just felt like, yes, it was like a, or more, maybe it was more like a stabbing with a needle with the line work, and then it feels like a scraping with a needle with the color work. So you don't have any tattoos, right?
Now you're selling me. I'm never getting
one. We should get you one.
No.
What are you doing later?
Not getting a tattoo.
Okay. Try to trick her into
it. We could put Grizz on her.
Yeah. What if we got Griswold's face?
I could put Grizz guy, but I can't.
What if we have Quinn draw Griswold and then we tattoo that on you?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we do that?
Okay. Jeez. All right. Next topic.
All right. Hey, we're ready.
We're wearing her out now.
All right. You guys have the next video too, which I know Matresa is already aware of this one, but... High Noon recently issued a recall because some of their vodka seltzers were accidentally canned and labeled as Celsius energy drinks.
Oh, this is a while ago already. Yeah, the Heineken.
It was a little bit ago.
And this situation is also buzzy, but not in the intended way. You see, High Noon, the alcohol, ended up in some Celsius cans.
Oh.
And they were shipped to certain states last week. High Noon is announcing a recall of its vodka seltzer beach pack. That's a 12-pack. Because the vodka seltzer was inadvertently put into cans of Celsius Astro Vibe.
Shipped to Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina,
Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Got some, huh?
Yep.
Was there any reports of people that actually got it?
Oh, a lot of people got them.
Huh? A lot of them?
Yeah.
They thought they were getting their energy drink and they were kind of drunk?
Yeah.
I guess it's only one. How lightweight can you be?
I think that's stupid. The things that went through my head, like, right when I saw that was kids, like, obviously well under 21, like, buying an energy drink, or recovered alcoholics. Like, that's both.
This is why I brought it up, because you brought it up to me, like, someone that's, like, gotten sober or something mm-hmm. and then think they're just having their energy drink in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is, like, a serious thing. Like, that's messed up. I don't know.
Kind of awesome, though.
Awesome? I think those people should lose their damn job.
Somebody's in the gutter right now because the guy didn't push the right button on the machine.
Nick, that's messed up.
It's true, though. Somebody could be. It's okay. It's just, you know, life happens.
Yeah, life happens, and now your energy drink is alcohol.
Though. Like, I don't think there's anything worse than if you have a couple drinks and then you have to do something else with your day. Like, even last week after the tattoo, when we sat down and had one beer, it was like, if you're not going to keep drinking, why do you have a drink? Because all I get is tired after that and then feel like kind of cruddy.
Just don't want to do anything the rest of the day.
Just, you might as well, if you're going to drink, you might as well drink 20 drinks and drink yourself to sleep, or don't drink at all. I feel like it's an all or nothing thing. No? These are terrible topics with you since you don't drink.
I don't. Well, I choose not to drink, so I don't have a whole lot to.
Have you ever been drunk?
Of course I've been drunk.
Like, how drunk?
Three times.
Three times? Wow.
Mm-hmm. My 21st birthday was the first time I ever drank.
Okay.
I got completely sloshed.
What does that mean for you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't know. I puked a shit ton. I just remember I was bad. I didn't feel like human till like the next day at like 4 p.m. I remember.
Okay.
That was really bad.
Did you have fun?
Huh?
Did you have fun?
From what I can remember, yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, that was not fun. I mean, like, now.
Did you go to the bars in River Falls?
Think about now, it's not fun. No, because it was my birthday was COVID.
Oh, okay.
That when I turned 21, it was May of 2020.
Okay.
So I couldn't go to the bars, no.
House party?
Yeah, well, at my place. Yeah, all my friends just came over.
Everybody sat in a circle and you drank until you
pooped. Yeah. Right. I didn't understand anything, right? So, like, I mixed a bunch of different types of alcohol. I think I had tried beer. Like, I just tried everything. So, why it screwed me up.
So had you not drank until then?
Yeah, I didn't drink
at
all. Yeah. So that's why it was like a really bad like entrance to it, because I had that was bad.
That's wild. Did you drink before you were 21?
I don't think you did. No, legally. Not really. No.
Never before you were 21.
I mean, I had like sips of stuff, but I'd never like drank. I still in my life have never even really been like drunk.
Really?
I would say. Yeah.
God, you guys are so much more mature than I was and still am. Emily, did you drink before you were 21? She said, of course.
Emily says, of course.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're from northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's like that Josh Allen podcast that I told you about.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't drink for 11 years. Then I turned 12.
Then I turned 12.
That's crazy.
That is.
I.
Yep.
Really?
That sounds about right.
Well, no, but I mean, like, still, wow. I like never, so like my parents don't drink, like my dad recovered from drinking. So like I just was like, it was never around me. Like I'm sure at like family get togethers, people were drinking, but like I was seriously like, not that they like sheltered me from it. I just didn't know what it was because it was never in our house.
Like you never had like friends of your parents at your house that were like drunk.
No. So like when I got into high school and I remember I went to like my friend's house, they're having a couple people over, they were drinking and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like I was like so... like shocked that I'm like, wait, you guys shouldn't be doing this, and this is also like kind of bad. Like I
remember that's so weird to me, because if I saw that I'd be like, what, can I have some?
Yeah, no, I really? Like I remember I like drove home. I remember I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Were you just like fearful of getting in trouble or what?
No, I just like I think I was just so like I was a really goody two shoes as a kid. Yeah, so
clearly.
I probably the worst thing I did once, I remember I lied to my mom once about where I was, and I said and then I took pictures where I was, and then she got into my phone and saw that I lied.
Oh, dang.
Because, you know, like, your phone, like, shows your location of where you're at. So, yep. Like, or, like, the photos do.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember I got my phone taken away. That was, like, the baddest thing I ever did.
Wow. Well, my grandma had some beers over at our house when I was in eighth grade. I remember my mom, I asked if I could have one. She gave me one. Now, my parents, they met in AA, so we were definitely a sober household. They were always telling me growing up, like, watch out, like, you could be an alcoholic. It's in your, you know, genetics. Like, you got to be careful. Don't drink ever was, like, the big message. So I was more interested in drinking than anything. It's like, seriously, like, the forbidden
reverse
fruit.
Psychology.
Yeah, you tell a wily boy that he can't have something, he just wants it, you know? So, but anyways, in eighth grade, I was, like, interested in my grandma's beers. So my mom gave me a sip of one because I think she knew I was young enough that when I tasted it, I just think it was gross. And I did. I tasted it. I spit it out in the sink. I'm like, why do people drink that? Then you fast forward a year later. It was my freshman year in high school, and I got taken to prom by a senior girl. And then my parents let me stay over her house. And so
what?
Then, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Were you in here when we were telling this story?
Utah, but I had no idea. You got to say that you were a freshman. You got to say the night at our house.
14.
What the frick?
So this girl.
How tall were you as a freshman?
How tall was I? I was like 6'1".
I was waiting for him to be like 5'6".
Well, no. Okay, so football, my freshman year, I was 6'1", 160, like beanpole. By the time I was a sophomore football, I was 6'4", 185. Puberty was very good to me during this time. And so it really was.
I just can't get over that. Were you able to sleep over at, like, your girlfriend's house over in high school like that?
I wasn't
what?
Dating this girl either. This is just a random, like, I didn't know her
shit.
That well.
Oh, my God. You weren't either? No. I would have been caught dead if I was doing it. No way.
Boys versus girls, maybe. I don't know. Being
yeah.
raised differently.
Yeah, boys. They want boys to get out there into the world. The funny story is my dad always tells this. This girl that took me to prom, she was quite, like, well endowed in the chestal region. She was an early developer, you know.
Why
are you making that face? Was that the wrong way
to
say that?
Say that.
She had big boobs, and so, my dad just is like, he didn't really know this girl, like, she didn't run in the same circles as my family or whatever. And she showed up in this dress with her boobs on a platter to pick up, and he's like, oh my God, I'm sending my 14-year-old boy out with a woman. Like, so I stayed over, and I remember drinking a few beers, and she had bagel bites, and I thought the beer was so disgusting that I would take a sip of beer, take a bite of bagel bite. Like, I was chasing my beer with bagel bite until I got about three down, and then I got up to go to the bathroom, and I remember shaking my head, and everything kind of, like, went like this, and I was like, this is the coolest feeling in the world. And then I kind of never stopped drinking after that. Yeah.
Shout out to that girl. She changed you.
She changed me.
Are there pictures of this date?
If you want, I bet I could find my prom photo if you want to put it in the podcast.
We should. That would be great.
Shout out Carrie. I won't use last names. I don't want anybody, like, going and hounding. She's still in town there, you know? I haven't seen her in years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, the different lives we've all lived is very interesting.
Yeah, like, they wouldn't have let my sister do that. Now that I think about it,
it's
my
always
parents
the young
were
sibling
highly
I
irresponsible.
Hear. You know, because aren't you the youngest?
I'm the oldest of, like, the three that I grew up with. Now, I have two older half-siblings, but they're 12 and 15 years older than me.
But I always hear, I mean, I'm an only child, so I'm sure I just got the reams of everything. But, like, I always hear that if it's the third child or something, it's just like, whatever.
So that is true. When I was, not to just keep telling stories, but when I was 21 years old and could drink, I was not allowed to have beer at my parents' house. I could not have it in the fridge, like, out in the garage even. It was a big no-no. Meanwhile, my little brother, who's 5 years younger than me, at like 17, so a couple years later it would have been, or around that right time, about 17 years old, he was making moonshine and hard cider in the middle bathtub, like the middle hallway bathtub of our house. And they knew about it and didn't give a shit. Me and my sister were just furious about this.
He made moonshine in the bathtub?
Yeah, he was, which for Ew. Some reason I think they thought that was better because, like, he wasn't one to go out and party. Like, I would sneak out all the time to go party. But, like,
well,
he never snuck out to go party,
out
but
out
then
the
he just
bathtub.
Made alcohol in the tub. Yeah, like a prison.
Prison.
Yes.
They were just happy that he was home.
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
it is.
Wine.
They're just happy he was home. They're like, this
yeah.
is
yeah,
going to be
is
his
actually
friend.
Funny.
He's,
okay.
he's home. He's safe.
Yeah, he's Whatever. Safe. He can make moonshine in the bathtub.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yep. Keith got away with everything.
Heath?
He knew it, too.
Damn it, Heath.
You never met Heath, have you? He lives near here now. Heath, this is your shout out. Come up to River Falls. You got to meet the team.
Just don't make us bathtub moonshine,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, bring some of your best tub shine.
Yeah, tub shine.
All right, what you got for us, man?
Another one?
Yeah, how many do we have? Just so I can kind of...
This is our third one, and then
didn't
I have...
You really say my... Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, about the Celsius?
What's this?
I have a question for you.
Is bunnies.
Wait, I think I know what this is.
I bet you do.
Wait. Before we get on to that, I do have a question. Weren't you a Celsius fanatic, and then you stopped drinking them altogether?
I did like Celsius for a while. You're right.
And then
they started tasting
gross. I feel
like
you started telling me that you didn't like them, or you were against them, or some chemical in them, or something.
Yeah, there was.
Are they the same company as Alani?
No, it was Bubbler that I didn't like. Wasn't it Bubbler? Because they have a.
Oh, you're against erythritol.
Erythritol in it, yeah. I'm not telling you guys that to be like, oh, I can't drink that stuff. Just erythritol.
Yeah, and you definitely shouldn't think I can't drink that stuff. You drink whatever you want.
Okay, well, yeah. But I'm just saying, erythritol is not really
I'm
not a fan of that. I don't believe so.
Okay, carry on. Sorry.
No, you're good.
My bad.
But I did. I used to like Celsius's, though. But I don't think they taste as good anymore. I would rather drink a cotton candy Alani, but they're sold out everywhere. So if whoever's watching this finds them, can you please buy them? I'll pay you.
I do have to say this. I think Alani, because is Alani, well, Celsius, I guess, would have been the first one to make the small can like this as an energy drink.
Yeah. Celsius was the first, yeah. Or Red Bull, I guess, otherwise has.
Well, Red Bull. But I feel like Alani was genius because you think about like the giant monster cans and even giant rain. Everything kind of looks like a big dude's drink. Like it's just made for people with Fox Racing stickers in their back of their truck. And then Alani was like, well, we're going to make a thinner, girly can. And it just like crushed. And
I mean, the cans are cute.
Smart.
I will give it that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You look cute with your girly can
Thank
over there.
You. It makes me feel like I have big hands.
LOL. I think I know what this is. Do they have like that weird?
Yeah. So I'm not going to give you any context on this.
No, I'm
last
scared to
one.
Watch it because they look really scary.
Rabbits enjoy living in Fort Collins just as much as people. They're often spotted hopping through neighborhoods looking for grub. But some southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. Wasn't exactly the word that came to mind. I snapped this photo of one of the rabbits I've seen with the growth. I also saw this photo posted on Reddit, also spotted in Fort Collins.
Like a scabby-ish looking kind of growth over a face.
Looks like it was black quills or black toothpicks sticking out all around his mouth.
Susan Mansfield said she saw a different bunny with tentacles in her yard in recent years.
He had the same black stuff on him, and I thought he would die off during the winter, but he didn't. He came back a second year, and it grew.
Some?
Yes, I have.
Feel bad for our tiny neighbors.
If they have, you know, something that, you know, we can help them with.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms this is a virus that's not contagious to other animals like people's dogs, but they say leave this wildlife alone like you would with any of the neighborhood bunnies.
I actually have more context on this. That's funny.
You have more context on this? Okay.
Okay. Well, so what do you have other than that before I jump in? And
I mean,
everything?
I'm curious to just see what you, where
so,
you
okay,
want to go.
My sister, Charmaine, she lives in near Fort Collins, like near Boulder. And I saw some type of news article that framed it less as like quills or whatever, like a black beard or whatever the hell they're talking about as like horns or like antlers.
I've seen that too.
I've seen that, yeah.
So I saw, so you guys did see this. So she's always like, her kids are senior in high school and an eighth grader, and she can't wait to get the F out of there for all sorts of other reasons. You know, like mushrooms are decriminalized there and the homeless population's crazy and like people are just wild and protesting all the time and, you know, shootings and shit like that. And just Colorado is just kind of rough right now. But she can't wait to get out of there when they graduate. And so I sent her that. And I was like, what the fuck? Get out of there right now. And so, yeah, they're like growing antlers. From what, though?
It's just a virus.
I don't know how they're
just
getting it, but like some like do look like tentacles coming out. But did you hear me saying when you started watching it, there was a, ironically, like I saw someone share it on Facebook, and it was a girl I went to like graduate high school with, and she said that when she was in high school, like back when we were in high school already, that she had one in her backyard.
A bunny?
Yeah, that
or just
like
a
that.
Horned bunny.
Whatever, like that has tentacles and shit on it.
Oh, that has tentacles and shit.
Well, that's what that virus is.
Yeah, yeah.
It had that virus.
I gotcha.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
So like they've been around, but I don't know what that. I don't know why. What is that? What is that virus from?
It's. It says it's spread by fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes.
Oh, sweet. Wouldn't that be kind of cool if it transferred to humans?
If what?
If it got into humans, like if.
Oh, that'd be super
if
cool.
If you started growing like black horns as a beard, not me or you, but like If somebody else we don't know that I don't have much sympathy for, okay? Like maybe like a really bad person. Like maybe a person who is in jail for child molestation gets this virus and then it's funny.
What? How would they get the virus if they're in jail? Well, they'd be in prison, I guess, but
I don't know. Okay. You get what I'm saying though? It wouldn't be you guys aren't a little bit interested to see what this would be like in humans?
I mean, I think you would kind of just look like a Pirates of the Caribbean character a little bit, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Black have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
I have seen it, but I don't know what you're meaning.
She was giving me a look like she didn't know what
I
was talking
like,
about.
What person has tentacles on their face?
Oh, I'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll find it.
I don't remember his name, but he's awesome looking. What? Yeah, Davy Jones, right? Davy Jones Locker. Why are you not just in this podcast? Why don't you just hop over here and grab Stetler's mic? No. Well, Emily, you're going to be in a future one because I feel like you kind of branch our two knowledge bases well enough and our experiences. You know?
It's kind of the middle ground.
Yeah, you'll take Griswold's place.
Your facial expressions are funny.
Okay. You don't think that'd be slightly interesting? Okay, what would you do? What is the first thing you would do if you woke up in the morning and you were like, oh man, I'm growing nubs. Like first you think it's a zit, right? And you're just like, sebaceous zit. That's what it's
I can't
actually,
probably
anyway.
Say on camera what I would do, but I think you could just imagine what I'd probably do then.
What would you do?
I'd probably not wake up the next day then. How about that?
Oh, you just kill yourself?
Oh, my gosh. He just says it anyways.
Well, that was dark.
What do you think I would do if I had something like that?
If
that's
you got
horrifying.
A big zit?
Not a zit. You're talking about if I got this freaky ass virus.
Okay, but we're like, let's play it out a little bit here, okay? You don't just jump straight to the ending, okay?
The end.
So, the end is the end. Duh. You wake up and you got like one on each side. You're like, oh, that's weird. I got a zit on each side, okay? What's the first thing you do? I bet you have like cover-up stuff for zits, huh?
No, I just pick them.
Okay. All right, so you pick it and you realize it's kind of like this little hairy antler thing that's under there. What do you do? No doctor.
Right away.
Ointment, hydrocortisone.
Because we've had this conversation, I know exactly what it is, so then we'd know.
Well, the first thing I think is like, do I have superpowers? You know, like this is the start of every mutant story and X-Men.
Hey, the woman did say that rabbit lived through the winter and came back the next year and it had even more.
Yeah, just like a deer. Would you use it to your advantage? Okay, so let's say it's like non-cancerous. You don't get superpowers, unfortunately, but you just become the first horned girl ever.
First what?
Horned girl.
Horned
antlered?
Girl.
What's the right
term?
Yeah,
he's pushing it real close there, wasn't
right,
he?
You perverts. Okay.
Like
the first girl,
like, what is so cool
the
about
first
that?
Girl with antlers. They're starting to grow out your head. Now they're like 3 inches long. What do?
Cut them out? I don't know.
Cut them out?
Die?
Dude, yeah. I feel like you got to use that to your advantage. You could be famous.
Now you'd piss me off and I'd
headbutt me? She just headbutts the crap
That's
out
what I'd do. If people piss me off, I'd just
sharpen them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Impale people with them.
Do you ever wish that you had superpowers?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, what would be your superpower of choice?
There's too many.
Well, that's a bad answer. You get one. I know the right answer, but
you're
I
asking
do
bad
it.
Questions. What would you do if you woke up with the antlers?
Okay, how about this? This is more of a boy
hell?
Question, I guess. Stetler.
Oh, the problem is that I know that I've heard the right answer before in a way that is explained perfectly, but I don't
from
know
me?
What it is. It might be from you. It might just be from social media.
Okay. I feel like
but
I know
there's a right answer.
I know. I think I know my right answer. But
okay. Can you tell me your right answer?
We'll stick. I just want Matrice to answer the damn question. It's just because it's not about Gymshark and Celsius's doesn't mean you can't answer the question.
What?
What is a superpower? What superpower would you
I
choose?
I said, can I use two?
Sure.
Because I'm not
We'll just let you do what you want here. What?
I would either like to teleport.
Okay.
Actually, I'm saying three.
Okay.
Be fun to
I'm just going to hit every
Actually,
superpower there is.
Call me God.
I would like to either be able to teleport or like just have like super strength.
Okay.
So then I could just like push anything, move anything.
All right.
Whatever, you know what I mean? Or like if you made me mad and just go okay. And like throw you through that wall, you know,
okay.
That'd be cool. Third one would be I'd like to read people's minds.
Wow, those are like three really big, powerful ones all combined.
Yeah, I think
okay.
It'd be crazy.
What would it be called if you could read people's minds?
I don't know.
Telepathy, right? Maybe telepathy is specifically speaking through people's minds, but yeah. I'm just asking.
No, I know.
I'm just
thinking.
I know she doesn't have much like nerd culture in her, so I'm just interested.
Nerd culture.
Okay,
no,
whatever.
I think that would
so
be
you
cool.
Want super strength, teleportation, and the ability to read minds.
Or like maybe you just never sleep. I don't know.
Don't you think you'd freak out if you could hear everybody's thoughts? Oh
no, like I think you could like turn it on or off.
Like if you could hear what I'm thinking about you right now, you'd just be beyond yourself.
Then wouldn't it be perfect? Then I could go and then throw you through the wall.
With all 18 of her other superpowers, yeah, right. You can throw you through the wall.
Stet? Then I'd just teleport away.
What about you, Stet?
The first thing that comes into my head is flight, just because I think that'd be so cool to go wherever you want.
It would be. Where would you go?
I'd just travel. And I feel like if it's possible and you're like strong enough, you just like, if I could just pick up Linnea and then we just fly to, you know, wherever we want to go, how great would that be? It's like, I'll just put a backpack on, grab her, and then we just fly to Mexico for the weekend or something. That'd
be
awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
God, how much do you trust the person who can fly if you're the person who can't?
Holding on to you?
Oh my God. Terrifying.
I'd figure it out. I'd have a whole little system. You know that. I'd make sure.
Like the people who do skydiving and stuff like that. The harness system.
Yeah.
Okay. Flying. I feel like what would be cool about flying is I would want to fly as fast as possible, like 3 inches off the ground.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be cool too?
That'd be freaky looking.
On a straight, you know, the street.
Griswold
like
even looked up and was like, that was a dumb answer.
Okay, well, no, that'd be fun. I think it'd be fun. Whatever. I think it'd be fun, more fun. Okay, it'd be cool, yes, to go up and then fly around wherever, but it'd be way more fun to like go in and out of alleyways and buildings and like dodge around things like agility flying.
So like Superman.
Sure, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what's your answer?
Oh, I think the best power is telekinesis by far, because you can do most of what you guys said. So like telekinesis is you can move things with your mind. And the reason it's awesome is because you can also fly. Because technically you could push yourself away from the earth or away from the air particles and you could fly. And yeah. What? You could. They did this in the movie Chronicle. I remember I always thought this as a kid. I always thought, man, this is the best superpower. You want to be telekinetic. Like that's what you want to be more than anything else. I used to have so many dreams. I still have them to this day about like that I know I can move things with my mind. But then, like, I have a bottle cap or whatever on the desk, and I just try for the entire dream. And, like, sometimes it'll lift up, and sometimes it won't. And it's very frustrating.
This is a reoccurring dream?
This is a reoccurring dream.
Okay.
That's a reoccurring dream, and then flying
the whole
is also
entire
a reoccurring dream.
Is that?
Where I'm always on a gravel runway, and I run, and I always jump into the air. I get a little bit of flight, and then I come down, and sometimes I can save it. I get inches away from the gravel,
and then
I can go into the ground, or I crash. Yep. And so it's... Yeah, there's some type of dream analysis there, but
when you crash, when you fly, do you wake back up right
as
you like hit the ground?
I just crash and I keep trying.
Interesting. Yeah. Like you just stand up in your dream and keep going even though you fell.
I'm not hurting my dream. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, but telekinesis would be by far the best power. And plus it's kind of like a force field thing. It's like anybody throw something at you, just stop it, you know, bullet, man. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I could take telekinetic power and crush whatever Matresa just said about her powers. Like I would kill you in a superhero battle.
You wish.
I would crush you in a superhero battle. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Emily, you didn't get to answer this. Oh, she's not. Okay. Well, next time.
Come here. You can use my mic real quick. Yeah.
This is not Matresa's favorite topic we've ever gone down.
I also would like to teleport. I think saving money on gas and like airline tickets and going anywhere you want, there's like no time constraint, assuming you like snap your fingers and you're where you want to be instantly. Because I worry about flying, like the mosquitoes and getting like attacked by birds in the air.
That's true. That's a really good point. That'd be
really
cool though, you're right. Like, let me just
good
go to
answer.
Greece
She's the
and
family
then all of a sudden you go to Greece for lunch and then you teleport back and you're back in your office. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh my God.
I don't know if Matresa would be like the best or worst teammate on Family Feud, because I feel like something she would just be like, that is amazing.
Oh,
and then the second
God.
We get
you're
to Nick,
so
she
smart.
Just looks over
yeah,
the table.
Like, are you an idiot?
Yeah.
I've never watched Family Feud
either.
Oh my
God.
Here's a question for you though,
Em. You might have to go back over to the mic. All right, so you have the power to teleport. Now let's test your moral authority here. Like, if you have the power to teleport, you can now teleport into a vault of a bank and get as much money as you want whenever you want. And nobody's ever going to catch you. What are you going to do? What would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor?
Because he's hungry.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I like Emily.
Okay, but like I'm not invisible, so assuming there's cameras... in any of these places.
Shit, that would be such a fun one, though, being invisible. You can spy on so many people.
So, there's like you can't break all the rules just because you can like show up somewhere.
Sure.
Now, would I like transport into an like all-inclusive resort for like an afternoon? And if I don't have a wristband, like that's not really a moral thing for me. Because I'm just what, like stealing pool time from a resort?
Would you, like if you could see the desk where the wristbands were kept, would you transport behind that and then grab a wristband? No cameras.
For that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because awesome. I'm like, Hilton isn't going to go bankrupt because I steal one wristband for an afternoon. But I don't know. I feel like I won't actually know what I do until I can do it, so.
Okay, yeah, that's a good
I mean,
right
I want to say that I have a pretty high moral ground, but, you know, with power comes responsibility, right?
Yep.
And I don't know how responsible I'd be.
Thank you, Uncle Ben. You know that
Nick's
quote?
Making you think a little bit.
I like this.
That's funny.
Good answer. It was a good answer. The whole, I don't know what I would do until I actually have the power. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very true.
You have any reoccurring dreams?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I remember a lot of my dreams, but like I don't know if they're necessarily recurring. I will have like sometimes where I wake up and I'll fall back asleep and I go right back into that dream. Like I've had that a lot.
What about you?
I just told Emily about it the other day. That's why I feel like this is kind of on my brain. But
was it the one where I was mad at you and we were right?
No, not that you were mad at me. That was scary though. But no, my reoccurring dream always has to do with it's like the night of a football game, and it's slightly different or tweaked every time to where I'm on the field and game's about to start, and I am missing like the most obvious piece of equipment, and it's like my helmet or my pads or cleats or whatever it is, and then it's always that whatever it is in my car in the parking lot, and then I'm running to the car and I can't get up this hill that the part, it's just a never ending hill, and then eventually I'm like stressing so much in my dream that I wake up and kind of flip out of it, and you know,
that like stresses me out.
There's gotta be some, there's gotta, that's, I feel like all these have a similar vein to them of like trying to get something but you like are this close and you can't get it. There's gotta be some type of dream analysis for what that is.
I'm sure there is.
You know,
have you guys ever like been crying in your like dream and you wake up like and you're like crying?
Yes.
I think that's weird. You've never had that. It's super weird.
Yep.
But you have.
I have.
I
told you
about
it,
didn't I? And
I
wake up confused. I'm like, why am I crying?
I don't even
remember.
Or it's
like I'm choking in my dream and I wake up choking. Or like.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I had an old one.
Sleep apnea. They make masks for that.
I do sleep good, but it's like in my dream, I like cough on something or maybe not choke. But
I had one when I was younger.
She's flying and she chokes on a bug.
Yeah. This was like just in elementary school for some reason. So maybe this is a problem that I should have talked about. But it was like it's my third grade class and my teacher, Miss Minnie, that was her name.
Okay. Miss Minnie?
Miss Minnie, yeah. And we were, I don't know why, but it was like our third grade class was out in war or something like
Whoa.
That. Yeah. And I'm like, this one is the exact same every time. And I'm out in the field and I'm behind like a rock or something. And I look one way. And there's nothing there. And then I flip the other way and some guy puts his cigarette onto my neck.
What?
So I'd wake up all the time, like flinching my neck into my pillow or whatever it is.
Dream?
Not anymore. This is when I was younger, but I used to have this all the time for some reason.
What?
Yeah.
You had a dream that people were putting cigarettes
out
of you when you were in third grade?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was the use of a cigarette.
No, it was my third grade class.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what age this was happening, but.
Dude, you might need to seek therapy for that one.
Oh, that's old. That doesn't happen. Watch, it'll happen. It'll happen tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah,
I come in.
Dream.
Like, oh my gosh.
Or I'll have it now.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of it. Dang.
That's
weird.
Great.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Crazy creepy. This went down an interesting path.
It did.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm like thinking hard now about that, huh?
Yeah. Choking. The crying one. I can't remember. I told you something about that. It was either like one. It was like one of my parents died or something like that.
What?
I woke up crying. I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
It's a messed up dream.
Yeah. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crying ones happened several times to me. It's weird.
It's
always with my kids, too, I feel like. It's something with them.
Yeah.
I can't remember what my dreams were of me crying, but I remember I wake up and I'm literally like, I literally wake up and instantly I'm like, why am I crying?
So you guys all remember your dreams at least sometimes, though?
Most of the time.
Have you ever talked to somebody where they're like, I never remember my dreams?
My dad
like,
says
well,
he never
crazy.
Dreams. He says he never. But I'm guessing he dreams, but he doesn't remember them.
Yeah. That's wild to me. Like, how boring.
Yeah, so
that's
what
like
when you go to sleep,
the best movies
you just
I've
black.
Ever seen have been in my own head. Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy. Great.
What else you got for us?
You had one thing, didn't you? Really?
Huh? Grizzle was just dreaming. Oh, okay. That's one quick thing about Grizzle. I love it when he's dreaming and he's clearly like chasing something and you can tell he's sniffing and then his little foot goes and he's like, he's running. And I'm like, oh, he's catching a bunny. He's catching an antlered bunny.
He's running from a guy trying to put a cigarette on his neck. He's like, oh, gotta go.
Poor guy.
Oh, man.
How'd you know I punished him like that?
Oh. What'd you say?
Nothing. Oh. I don't want to say it again.
Really, the last one I had isn't a video or anything, but we were talking about it even before we started. You brought it up. Uh-huh. And but like the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, the
and,
royal wedding?
Yeah, all that.
The royal wedding? Is that what you just said? Mm-hmm.
That's what people are calling it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's super funny because I didn't even know they got engaged. And one of my like clients was like, hey, did you see that Taylor and Travis got engaged? And I was like, who? And he's like, Taylor and Travis? And I'm like, oh, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm like, really? He's like, they broke the internet. You didn't see him? I'm like, no. And then broke after the that, internet. Of course, I saw it.
I feel like the internet kind of doesn't care that much. Maybe I'm not on that part of the internet, though.
I mean, that.
Is your feed covered in it?
No, but I mean, that's not, mine's never that type of stuff, I guess.
Okay.
But I mean, cool. I'm excited for them, obviously. I mean, they were bound to get engaged eventually, right? Or break up, one of the two.
It's funny to me that you didn't catch it because he just chose to use first names and that's like right up your alley.
I know. Usually it's up my alley because, yeah, I'm usually like, oh.
Steffi Curry.
Yeah.
George Pickens, but George. Love George.
Oh, DK catches the ball so well, you know.
Yeah.
I bet if he said like Tay-Tay and Trav or something, you'd be like, oh my gosh, yes.
Tay-Tay and Trav. I don't know. How much do you guys think those are like real, all that stuff's real and they're real people? And how much of that is like you're getting paid millions of dollars for your life to basically be one big reality TV show?
I feel like theirs is real.
I feel
you
like,
think
yeah.
so? You believe
I guess
in their
I've never
real
thought
love?
Into that hard like that. The only people I'd think like that about is the Kardashians.
You were pointing at me. I was like, me?
Well, just I'm saying like pointing at you because
that,
you're the one
like
saying
everything
that.
About them is manufactured type of thing?
For sure. I mean, they're all fake.
I've never really watched the
they
Kardashians,
have fake bodies.
Though. Yeah.
But back to the Taylor. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think it's real.
I think they're
sure.
just, they're too, like, opposite from each other to.
Yeah, they're
like,
so different.
Really end up matching in that type of way.
I did think it was weird.
I don't know.
When they
isn't that
kind of,
it's, but it's like two of the, it's like the music scene and the professional sports scene. I think we'll know if more of those come about.
More of those what? Relationships?
Like, I feel like this is what they tried to do with Ciara and Russell Wilson, but nobody gave a shit. See, you guys don't even know who that is.
Of course we know who they are, but I didn't, yeah, I actually never knew he was married to Ciara, and then I was like, no way, until I figured that out when he started on the
good.
Steelers. Because Ciara posted, and I was like, your husband's Russell
Ciara
Wilson?
Ciara posted.
Yeah.
Does she have a last name, or is she one of those one-name wonders?
Well, it's probably Ciara Wilson, but
oh,
the price
okay.
goes as Ciara.
Fair.
But I was thinking, Taylor's totally not going to change her last name. It'll always be Taylor Swift, right? It would be crazy if she went to
Taylor Kelce. Yeah, it would be
very Taylor
stupid
Kelce.
To do that.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
What if he changed his name? What if it was
Travis
Swift?
Swift?
That no. kind of sounds pretty cool. No.
They're both, that sounds sick. Like,
something
no.
different on a jersey.
Aren't you hyphenating your name, Em? Ekholm Schmidt? Nice. Just call it EES.
Like, I feel like I'd have a hard time giving up my name, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have skepticism about that whole thing. I don't know why. The conspiracy theorist in me thinks that maybe the whole thing's just kind of like made up and.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about last name still.
Names? No, that's I guess.
I know. I was like, what? Oh, you mean
no,
about Taylor?
The, yeah, about the
Taylor and Travis.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce thing. Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, that's cool, but do you think that she can actually be like kind of a real person? Don't you think there's got to be some level of? She's been famous for so much of her life that how grounded can you really be as a human? And weren't there previous documentaries that people have just kind of forgotten about where she's kind of like a little bit crazy and her mom was like super helicoptery and she's just kind of weird?
Probably.
Am I wrong about this?
No, I mean.
No, I'm pretty sure this was Taylor Swift. I think her, like I watched a documentary of her when she was like, this was, would have been when I was in high school. And I think me and her are probably similar age, right?
Probably pretty close.
Just like Robert Kelce, she only makes a little more money than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, when you were in high school, none of us were born yet, though.
No, shut up.
What'd you say?
I'll look it up real quick.
When he was in high school, none of us were born yet. We
no,
still...
that is, well, I was, I guess.
Well, there was a point where
but
I was like,
probably.
I thought just Taylor Swift was the hottest girl in the world. And
really?
Oh, so much so.
I've never thought she was like that. But
no?
Like she's when,
you don't think she's attractive?
No, not at all. But she has like a 12-year-old girl haircut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's had that same haircut for forever.
I feel like when she puts on some dark eyeliner, I kind of dig it.
I've always liked her music. Don't get me wrong. Like our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late.
Yeah, her old music was better.
That stuff. I haven't listened to her new stuff. I'm sure it's fine.
She's 35 years old.
Yeah, so you're right. Just about your age.
She was December 13th, 89. So I'm a little bit older than her.
Wow.
That's why 13's her favorite number. Well, 13's also my favorite number, Taylor.
These people are the same age as me, and they're just like way different lives, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be marrying Travis Kelce.
Yeah, my mom hadn't smoked through her pregnancy.
He could be married to Travis Kelce?
I said he could be marrying him right now, but he's not.
Yeah.
He just said,
I could be married to Travis Kelce, you said? I could have been. Oh, man.
Travis, buy him.
Missed my boat.
Travis, buy him.
You're right. I would be the alpha male in that situation.
I don't know.
I would.
I don't know.
I'm smarter than him. I don't know. I mean, I saw this video.
What? Oh.
She just said you're not swaggy. She said maybe he's a little bit more swaggy
yeah,
now.
What's up with this swaggy word you guys keep using?
Oh.
Well, we're just
Taylor
always in the same stuff every day. If we went to a business dress attire, we would really see what's going on.
Nothing, I don't think. What's up with you?
Nothing. I'm just like, I'm thinking hard about, I've never thought like into that deep that you're saying about like, it's a conspiracy and this is that and they're fake. Like, no.
Yeah.
I've never thought
whether the NFL is actually paying like $100 million for her to go on this whole thing. And then like, it's not like she's not used to public breakups. She can go through that just fine. And her album will sound better if it does.
Billions of dollars off of it.
This is that whole Miley Cyrus like turning into a crazy like stripper on a wrecking ball type of thing where it's like no publicity is bad publicity. Like nothing.
Oh, that like broke my heart when she went through that phase.
See?
Because I grew up on Hannah Montana, so when she went that way, I'm like, this isn't Hannah Montana.
Oh, like you were upset by her?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I mean, like not by her. But then now as I'm older, I'm like, oh, I felt for her because she obviously went through some shit. But God.
Yeah.
But did you hear that she's going to be going back on tour as Hannah Montana for like an anniversary?
Oh, that's so sad. I think that makes me more sad than anything to hear that. Because how old is she? She's got to be the same age.
That was fake?
I think she's 30 or 31.
No way.
Shut up. If that's fake, that's so upsetting. Because like that's... Yeah, the Joe Burrows. Yeah, people are they're on tour right now.
Oh
I like
God.
Jonas Brothers, but I was not diehard over them. I was going to go to the One Direction, get back together, but then Liam died. So
Miley
now we
Cyrus
can't do that.
Is just like the type of person that if you dated her, wouldn't you be worried she's just going to like slit your throat in the middle of the night?
Miley Cyrus? No.
What?
Miley Cyrus?
No, what are we talking about?
Slit your throat.
Oh, you know that in your close interactions with her?
Yeah.
She goes, she's chill now.
Did you know her real name's Destiny?
Yes.
Did you know that? Huh. Did you know her real name's Destiny? It's Destiny Hope Cyrus.
I don't know.
And
I
you know why her name is Miley? Because as a kid, she was always called Smiley. So they called
her
Miley.
You're right, Destiny Hope Cyrus. So I just think there's probably nothing I've ever heard that's sadder than maybe a 32-year-old lady going back onto tour as a teenage.
Sadder? Well, it's because people were obsessed with that phase. She should. The wig back on. But wasn't she engaged to Liam Hemsworth? Isn't that who she was engaged to when they broke it off?
Yeah.
What's Liam's brother's name?
There's a few of them, but Chris Hemsworth, the most famous one. That's Thor. She's like, what's Thor?
No, I know who Thor is, but I didn't realize that
he was
Thor.
He could fly and teleport technically with
the
help of his friend.
He's a big guy, right? That has like the hammer or something.
He is a big guy that has a
hammer.
What, the hammer?
I knew it.
Yes, he is a big guy with a hammer.
Oh, that's funny.
Nope.
Shout out Miley.
Have you seen any Marvel movie?
Yes.
Ever?
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Iron Man. I loved Iron Man. That's why I've not watched Endgame or whatever the one is before it, because I was told something happens to Iron Man. I refused to watch it.
Yeah, he dies.
Yeah, I won't watch it.
Yeah, he
my ex-boyfriend told me that, and I was like, F you.
I know.
And so I never watched it.
It's kind of effed up. They actually killed off the like actual actor to make it all real. Okay, she didn't believe that one. All right.
Well, because Robert Downey Jr. is still alive.
Well,
see,
yeah.
I know that.
Wow.
And okay. Guardians of the Galaxy, I do love. That's like the best Marvel movie.
He's got
movie.
A crazy story, too. He wasn't Robert Downey Jr. like a super drug user alcoholic, or am I thinking of Rob Lowe? Rob Lowe, maybe they both were. Rob Lowe for sure was.
I feel like.
Yeah, he was a.
Robert Downey Jr. because he's kind of old, isn't
bleep
he?
Boy. I bleeped myself. Okay.
Yeah. That was all I had.
Anyways, I have watched Marvel movies.
That was all I had.
What else, Matresa? Anything else you want to talk about? I feel like I've asked my questions for the day.
I know. I don't have any questions like you do,
you're
I guess.
Like, I just wanted to be comfy and eat pizza.
No, I'm done with the pizza.
Just Grease Watch comfy.
I don't know what else is going on in the world that I feel like that there could be a good opinion on.
I don't know. I really wanted another Joey Chestnut Usain Bolt comparison, but I couldn't find anything.
God. I really think there should be a TV show. Maybe this is what we should do. We should just put unlikely people in those scenarios racing. Like, we'll get like a lineman from UWRF football team versus one of their track stars and do the same thing, but with the hot dogs. It's like you have to eat two hot dogs. And then you have to race, and we'll see if we can give an advantage to one or something like that.
I was thinking was it Tyreek Hill that went and like raced to try to be like Noah Lyles or see if he'd beat Noah Lyles?
No, I think that was DK Metcalf, wasn't it?
Well, DK Metcalf and Tyreek Hill did some type of Olympic race.
Oh, DK
race
did too. Is DK pretty fast for us?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Metcalf.
We've talked about this on a podcast before.
Yeah.
What's his?
Yeah, they both did that.
He has a cool name. What's his like full name?
Darren Kiefer Metcalf.
Darren Kiefer.
That was pretty fast. Wes has said it. What is it? You don't know it?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't know his freaking name?
He's your best friend.
He's not my best friend.
Deshaun Keyshawn.
He got traded for my best friend. DK Metcalf.
Am I not supposed to say that? Deshaun Keyshawn Metcalf.
First.
That's like that skit.
Game.
What's the skit? The Key
DeKalen. DeKalen.
DeKalen. See, I wasn't wrong.
But I can't say the other part
it's
of
just
it.
DeKalen, Kalen?
Zacharias? Zacharias?
Yeah, Zachary. Probably.
I can't pronounce it.
Zacharias, probably.
He's on my team now. I can't wait. Love you, DK. Only because you're a Steeler now. Anyways.
Yep.
Why are we talking about DK? Oh, because they're racing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something good. I feel like we should do one of these as a video. Let's plan this out real quick. I think we could come up with it. What kind of race we could have between two people to try to make it equivalent that would be two unlikely people that would race?
I don't know.
Even though, what if we did something like a track athlete and a power lifter or a strong man, and they have to like deadlift 315 a certain amount of times before they can take off on the 100-yard sprint. And so one will get it done really fast. The other one will struggle through it.
Yeah.
And they'll be more fatigued. I like this. No?
It's totally doable.
That's CrossFit. Shit.
No.
Damn it, I just invented CrossFit.
Yeah.
I don't think anything will top this Usain Bolt and Joey Chestnut.
I think you could have a whole TV series of situations like that and be amazing.
All right, comment below if you think that Nick's idea is worth it.
Yeah, and you could gamble on it. Have you guys ever been gamblers at all? Like whether it's in a casino or on football or anything?
Oh, I was betting on football games constantly last year. Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
Like what like through what?
Oh.
Like a lot, or were you really like into parlays and crap? Like I don't know much.
I mean, me and Wes would actually like we talk about it every week. But yeah, just
oh, you're not like betting versus the Vegas or whatever.
No, I'm not. We weren't doing anything crazy.
What
and
is that one you guys?
Wes
do?
Is also way more bold than I was, and he would put like hundreds of dollars on.
Wes won thousands of dollars like two football seasons ago. Like he won so much money on it was insane. I don't know how much money he put in it. But.
And then I was mad because he didn't send me his parlay, so I was upset about it.
Oh, he didn't send you like his tips and stuff.
He normally we would send what the other person picked, and you could kind of like piggyback off the other if you thought the idea was good. And he didn't send me that one, and then he won like $900.
A bunch of money, huh?
But he also put a lot. I would have probably put like
West
$10 on it. I get scared.
That I've heard of was gambling on football games and then purchasing and reselling NFL jerseys.
Yeah, he is a good. He's definitely
niche.
The football fanatic
entrepreneur.
That's for sure. Yeah, of that sort. Yeah.
When I was on the fire department, we got really bad into, you know how you can bet on every single play now?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was so terrible.
Yeah.
And like, I would just sit there and in the moment, like you just don't care. Cause it's like for $10 and I'd be like, no, I think they're going to throw a touchdown on this. And then I'd lose $5.
Yep.
And then, you know, it was just,
I mean, it's like the Super Bowl. You can bet on every single thing in the Super Bowl. You can
bet
on the Gatorade color at the end.
In the moment, they recalculate the odds in between each play and you can literally bet on every single play. As you're going, I'm just like up to the screen, down to my phone, up to the screen, down to my phone. It was horrible.
Well, football is back for you. So
yeah, no kidding.
Football's back.
Get to do it again.
Football's
back.
We need to make a dynasty or not dynasty. What do
fantasy
you
football
fantasy
league?
Football.
This might be the first year I actually am not in any fantasy football league, I don't think.
Well, aren't we going to do one?
Sure. Do we still have time? What do we got until next week?
We got time. Emily, are you a football person?
Will you play fantasy?
Do it.
Do you know enough that you could put a team together?
hey, guess what, Emily? I didn't know anything. And then now all of a sudden I know all these people's names.
Yeah, like so DK.
It's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. And George.
And George.
Gregory
George.
Pickens.
I do love George. I'm going to have to become a Cowboys fan on the side this year.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, I love there's NFL memes that that whatever page, all they do is trash on Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
There was a video
and Jerry
of,
Jones and that yeah, whole organization.
They're like they showed an old Chiefs video where it's like Tyreek Hill runs into Dak Prescott on the sideline and it's him tumbling through a bunch of people and running into a trash can. I'm like, "God, that's funny as hell."
I feel bad for them, honestly.
Who, Dak Prescott?
Well, the Cowboys.
Why?
I don't know. They just like they get so much shit. Maybe they'll be really good this year because of Pickens.
Maybe.
And getting rid
they
of
have, like some good players though.
They just got rid of like one of the best D linemen
yeah,
in the league.
Yeah, didn't you go to the Packers?
Uh-huh. They them boys.
You went to the wrong state, brother.
He's in Wisconsin.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to outro us?
Sure.
Yeah.
Guys, that's it. This is right. It's random. We literally don't know what we're talking about when we sit here. I ate a whole bag of sour gummy worms. Matrace ate like 3 pieces of pizza and gave Griswold more pets than he's gotten from me in 6 years during this podcast. You can find us on social media. We don't just talk BS all the time. We actually do talk fitness most of the time. And most of Strength 101 is information about how to get the body of your dreams, the body that you want. And
you can become the strongest version of yourself.
Strongest version of yourself. There you go. Thank you. Jeez, I'm terrible at this outro. But you can find any more information on us and the programs that we offer, both training programs and our body composition nutritional program, which the sign up is coming up for this
Number
Saturday.
Six. Nope, next Saturday.
Next Saturday, not
week
tomorrow,
from tomorrow.
A week from. But you can find us at Strength Academy RF on Instagram. We will be having a new Instagram coming out soon that'll be more broad information at Strength 101. And then we are at Strength 101 on YouTube, and we are at Strength 101 Podcast on TikTok. Thanks for tuning in. This was Trailer Talk. Peace out.
Peace out, Griswold Tis. Bye.